And now for a few of your letters. On our interview with Joe and Shirley Wershbaugh, who worked with Edward R. Murrow at CBS, Mary Horowitz of East Amherst, New York, had this to say. Murrow's program was one of the most memorable and important moments of my young life. We were several years into the communist scare activities, and I had no idea whether McCarthy and company would win. My friends and I were very afraid for the freedom of our country. You cannot imagine the jubilation and ecstatic joy we experienced on hearing Murrow's indictment of McCarthy, knowing that finally someone had the courage to come out and express our outrage.
Ray Osborne of Somerset, New Jersey, also liked the interview but wrote in to correct me on a few of my facts. He notes that, quote, the McCarthy hearings were not the first to be televised. The first major congressional committee hearing to be televised was the Kefauver Commission hearings on organized crime in 1951. Also, he writes, Murrow did not die of lung cancer in 1964. Quote, Mr. Murrow did have a cancerous lung removed in October 1963. At that point, he gave up smoking. He died from a brain tumor in 1964. Whether the lung cancer was a contributing factor to his brain tumor remains an open question.
In response to our essay on the use of bork as a verb, Brooke said she couldn't find any other verbs derived from personal names that didn't use I-Z-E to modify them, except to bob it. But our listeners could. David Heath of Portland, Oregon, was among those who wrote in with lynch and boycott. Janice Sherman of Massachusetts was one of several who offered Burke, meaning to suffocate, from William Burke, who was executed for smothering victims to sell their bodies for dissection. James Dulong added Garn to the list, quote, Garn to vomit, named after Senator Jake Garn, whose pre-space flight training involved some considerable nausea. And Dr. Thomas Brink wrote in to say he uses Heimlich as a verb.
Meanwhile, keep those comments and corrections coming to onthemedia@wnyc.org. And don't forget to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.